Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIU Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting music from the X-Men franchise. The latest installment in that franchise, simply entitled The Wolverine, has just opened in theaters, so we're going to take a musical look back at the assorted films in that series. It's a rather complicated franchise, began around the turn of the century with Bryan Singer's X-Men. That was followed by a sequel, followed by a third film, which was directed by Brett Ratner. Then things started getting messy. Hugh Jackman went off and did his own spin-off movie called X-Men Origins Wolverine. Then there was a reboot of the main franchise with X-Men First Class, and now Hugh Jackman is releasing The Wolverine, which is a sequel to his first Wolverine movie, and then next year we're going to have X-Men Days of Future Past, which is apparently going to combine all of the assorted strands of this franchise into one big thing, so we'll see whether that works. I'm certainly curious. But anyway, for the moment, let's begin with music from Bryan Singer's X-Men, written by the talented Michael Kamen. Enjoy. Music by Michael Kamen, an underrated score written for Bryan Singer's X-Men. Singer's usual collaborator John Ottman scored the sequel, X2, X-Men United. Now, I realize that here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, we just featured some selections from that score. So, to compensate for that, we're going to feature some different selections this time around, so you won't have too much deja vu. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from X2, X-Men United, written by John Ottman. Next up, we have what I feel is the best score of the franchise, written for what I coincidentally feel is the worst film of the franchise, X-Men 3, The Last Stand. It was directed by Brett Ratner, definitely a big step down from Bryan Singer. I won't even go into all the different ways that film really messes up the world that Singer had built. But at least the score was a strong one. John Powell delivers one memorable theme after another. A lot of great stuff in here, so let's try and pack as much of it as we can into the next 10 minutes. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting music from the X-Men franchise on the program today. You just heard music from John Powell, written for X-Men The Last Stand. Next up, Mr. Harry Gregson-Williams, one of Powell's longtime associates, provides us with music for X-Men Origins Wolverine, certainly one of the least interesting films in the X-Men franchise, Wolverine's first solo outing, in a movie that's just stuffed with too many characters, too many bad ideas, some really surprisingly lousy special effects towards the end of the film. Hugh Jackman is solid as always in the role of Wolverine, and Liev Schreiber has a great supporting turn as well, but overall the movie just didn't work. Gregson-Williams' score is effective enough, but a bit on the generic side. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. That's music written for X-Men Origins Wolverine by composer Harry Gregson-Williams. Next up, we offer a score for the surprisingly entertaining X-Men First Class, a reboot of the X-Men franchise of sorts directed by Matthew Vaughn. It features a score by Henry Jackman, who previously collaborated with Vaughn on the score for Kick-Ass. His work this time around is a score which leans a little too heavily on music written for other superhero movies of the past decade, but it still has its moments. Let's take a listen. Thank you. music written by Henry Jackman for X-Men First Class. We're going to conclude today's program with music by Marco Beltrami, written for the new film The Wolverine, and this is one of my favorite scores written for the franchise thus far because it takes a more nuanced and intelligent approach to this material than a lot of other composers have taken thus far. It's a very rich score, one which doesn't have a lot of instantly recognizable themes, but which does reward repeat listens and which tries to do a little bit more than a lot of blockbuster film music does these days. So, I hope you enjoy it. We'll conclude today's program with this. I'll be back at you next time with more film music. In the meantime, take care. I'll be back at you later.
We'll be right back.